This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. This is going to be short today. I just dropped Aiden off at school. So it's only about a 10-minute drive back home. And I'm going to have to get started. But I thought, you know, this will work. Except it's a little short. But we'll do it occasionally. So it's been a good week. Everything's kind of puttering along at work. You know, we're solving problems and trying to satisfy requests. We just had a department decide that, well, early in the year, they decided they didn't want to use the form that we had built for them over the last couple of years, and they wanted somebody else to do that work. And managed to convince the powers that be that someone else should do that work. And so then they were coming to us saying, can you just make it work for them? And we need it in just a couple of months. So I'm in the process of looking over that stuff and figuring out how long it will take. And then it has to be run up through the approval process to see, you know, if they want to swing off resources to do that, and yada, 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 yada. You know, just another day in the office. So we are getting ready to close August. We are in September now. We are closing August. So got some harvesting to do today, and then next week, hopefully we'll close the month and everybody will move forward to the next month. So we're using AI more and more and more and more extensively. I mean, it's still not the type of thing that you can just turn it loose and let it do whatever it wants. But as I've said before, I don't think there's a week that goes by when somebody doesn't say, you know, it's really amazing, it could do all this stuff. It just can't do everything, which is, you know, that's fine. But man, the pace is just unbelievable. Because it just seems like every day there's something new, or every other day there's something new. And supposedly bigger models with more capabilities, and this, that, and the other. And yeah, after a while it all just turns into a blur. The writing's going fine. The copies of the Life's Prayer were delayed. I thought I was going to have them by now and have them sent out and have the beta readers working on them already, but they got delayed until the 9th. They're supposedly going to be in on the 9th, so not too long now, but you know, that means that the deadline that I set for everybody for October the 1st is going to be a little shy. So I'm going to have to go through all the books and cross out October the 1st and put October the 15th on it. But that's fine. There isn't that many of those. And I got my beta readers lining up. I'm going to put a little notice on Facebook to see if anybody on Facebook wants to go ahead and give it a read. So all of that's good. Costumes. I'm finally getting in all the pieces so I can start in earnest on the Halloween costume. I think I've got my shopping costume, because the costume that I'm putting together for Halloween, I'm not going to be able to shop in it. But I've got my shopping costume put together. So I have the last few pieces coming in for that. That's going to be fine. And then I just have to rig up the big Rococo ball gown over the top of the wheelchair. See if I can make that all work. I ordered the hoop skirts and stuff today to kind of poof it out. So I've got to fit those over the top of the stuff and see if we can make this work. There's a kind of an extra little thingy on this, because I have to be able to get in and out of it, and I'm going to be in a full face of makeup with wig on, and so I can't knock the wig off, and I can't smear the makeup, and so there's all these little engineering challenges, but we'll get it figured out. We will try. Let's put it that way. We will try. So, aside from that, everything's puttering along. Just a kind of a quick little congratulations, that's interesting, how forward thinking this is, etc., etc., etc. I have mentioned, I listened to a podcast called Moonshots. Peter Diamantes, I think. Really interesting. They're doing podcasts twice a week now because there's so much AI news that they just can't keep up with it. So they had a couple of guys on there. It was really interesting because the Moonshots podcast made enough of the introductions with these two guys that they had on and one of the Moonshot mates, Alex Wiesner Gross, I think is his name, that they're actually doing kind of one of these dream projects that they decided they're going to attempt, and that is to send the first probe to Alpha Centauri. Now, for those of you who may not know, Alpha Centauri is the closest star to us, but it is over 4 light years away. That's a long way. It's a long way. And we don't have anything at this point in terms of propulsion that can get us there in any sort of reasonable time frame. Nonetheless, these two companies that are working together have made it their mission that they are going to send a probe to Alpha Centauri. They wanted it to carry a 1 kilo payload, I think. They didn't want the mission to cost any more than $15 million. And they wanted the probe to get there in 80,000 years. And their concept is that we're going to launch this probe, and in the tens of thousands of years it's going to take to get to Alpha Centauri, and they're just trying to put it into the Oort cloud of Alpha Centauri. They're not trying to hit anything over there because, you know, they don't really know. They just wanted to get close. The way they figure it, by the time this probe gets there, humanity will have figured out better ways of propulsion and will have already populated Alpha Centauri, if it's not populated already, and will have already built Dyson swarms and everything, and will have already become a very, very advanced civilization. And it will be kind of a big celebration 80,000 years in the future when this little probe finally makes it, and then, you know, it'll go in the museums. So it's like, you know, the grand play. It's like a grand dream, which is fun. It's very cool, you know. And I think maybe sometimes we get bound up in our eschatology to the point that we don't maybe look forward enough or dream big enough. I mean, I certainly believe we're living in the end times right now, but like I would tell my dad, you know, pop, no one ever saw the church age in prophecy. This 2,000 year interlude, people just thought Jesus was going to go up into heaven and then he was going to come back and then kingdom of heaven, boom. And a lot of people point to Israel and say, well, that's the sign. That's how we know we're in the end times. But who's to say that there isn't going to be some kind of cataclysm and Israel is, you know, and bunches of countries are going to be no more. And then in another 5,000 or 10,000 years, Israel's going to be reborn. And then that's going to be the end of the age. We just don't know. We don't know. And sometimes in our not knowing and sometimes in our presumption that we think we know, you know, maybe we allow our focuses to be shortened. And I just think it's great that this company is going to try this. I think it's called Fermi Explorer. And they're, I think they're planning on launching within like the next 3 years or something like this. One of the things that was really interesting about it was that they had been working on it and talking to propulsion people and talking to, you know, developing plans, and they just were struggling and struggling and struggling to figure out how in the world they're going to get sufficient propulsion and how they're going to, you know, this, that, and the other to actually make it all the way to Alpha Centauri. And then, you know, Alex put them in touch with one of his companies with AI and that sort of thing. And I think they said it was like within a week of going back and forth and suggestions and working with the AI that they actually came up with a way of doing it, which is they're going to launch, basically, they're going to launch the spacecraft and then they're going to intentionally decelerate it so that it falls in towards the sun. And then they're going to whip around the sun. And in the process of whipping around the sun, they're going to accelerate and hopefully point themselves in the right direction to where they're going to start taking this little probe and seeing if they can get it to Alpha Centauri in 80,000 years. 80,000. Oh, life is so interesting. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.